Amen. I'm going to dive right into my lesson. I'm trying to bring to a close the mini-series, Do You Know Your History? Last week we talked about Old Testament history, Old Testament worship, that leads us to New Testament worship. Talked about the tabernacle, the temple, the synagogue, and introducing up to the church. And I don't want to review, but I want to give this lesson a subtitle. What are spiritual sacrifices? What are spiritual sacrifices? We talked about the Old Testament priest. It came from the Levitical priesthood, the tribe of Levi. They were ordained by God to serve in the tabernacle, in the tent, and in the temple. The temple being more of a permanent structure, the tabernacle a tent or a temporary structure. And the Old Testament priests offered sacrifices for the people. But under the New Testament, as New Testament priests, and we are, those that have been baptized into Christ, are priests. Amen. Whether you knew it or know it or not, the brother read in your hearing a few moments ago, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, you also as living stones, not dead stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. The emphasis on the Old Testament, the physical structure of the tabernacle, the more permanent structure of the temple. In the New Testament, the focus is not on the physical structure, but it's on the spiritual. We are being built up. It's a work in progress. We're being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable. So there can be sacrifices that we offer up to God that's unacceptable or that's not acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And so that's us. And then 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, but you are a chosen nation, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession. That is us, so that we may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. New Testament, we are all priests of God. And as priests of God on the Old Testament priests offered sacrifices for the people. We as New Testament priests, we also offer spiritual sacrifices to God. And we represent the Lord before the whole world. Amen. As priests of God. And as we share this gospel to everybody who will listen to the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, we serve as God's priest. You know the passage we quote all the time from John 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. Listen, must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Yeah, yeah. That wasn't Jesus didn't say that in the Old Testament law. That wasn't a command of them, but God is now looking for true worshipers to worship him in spirit, and he wants spiritual sacrifices. And we want to find out what those spiritual sacrifices are. Now, the Bible says we must worship, so that means we must understand what that means if we're going to be pleasing to God. Amen. Amen. So we're looking at some passages. So under the Old Testament, they had the tabernacle, they had the temple, the permanent temple. It was built in Jerusalem under the order of God, under the directions, under the plan, under the pattern that God told them to build. And now we are the temple. Amen. We read those passages last week. Let me read a couple of them. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I'm talking a little fast because I want to finish this. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. That's what we are. 1 Corinthians 6:19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? Thank the Lord we don't have to go to Jerusalem. Thank the Lord that we don't necessarily have to go to any place. We can be the temple of God wherever we go. And whether two or three gathered in God's name, we can be the church under a tree somewhere. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for this building. It's air conditioned, though. Amen. Amen. Because we are the church in here this morning. Here at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ. But we want to make sure we are offering these spiritual. Notice, under the Old Testament, I wish I had time to go over all this. Under the Old Testament law, they had to bring these physical, these animals, these turtle doves, these pigeons. I thank the Lord I'm not under that law. But I do have to bring myself. And the study of the spirit is so comprehensive and so, but it is very interesting. You got to understand. See, the spirit is talked about in different ways in the Bible. See, for instance, all of us have a spirit.
Amen.
Because God put a spirit in us to make us alive. You remember when he created Adam and the Bible says he created out of the dust of the ground. He formed man. Now, notice this. God created the body of Adam and then he breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. In other words, God, see, the word spirit, in one instance, it means breath or wind. And in that instance, all of us have a spirit.
Amen.
Amen. But see, we can also have an evil spirit or a good spirit.
Amen.
We have control over this living spirit that's in us. Although the spirit always is battling against the flesh. But we do have control over our spirit. Now, I know that. Now, some of you remember, I don't want to get away from my lesson, but John, the Apostle John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Now, see, when the Bible says I was in the spirit, see, you know, some of us, you know, we come to the Lord's house. And you know what? We need to get our spirits ready to connect with God's spirit. See, we all have a spirit. But if your spirit not connected to God's spirit, you are definitely not worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And sometimes you got to do some things to get yourself ready for God's spirit. Amen, somebody. You know what, brothers? Save the argument on the Lord's day. Don't start an argument in the house in the morning. Before you come into worship, save that argument. Because that'll get you out of it. That'll get the spirit of the devil in you. Now, I said brothers, but you do. I know I'm going to say sisters, too. Amen. Don't nag.
Amen.
I need to stay on my street. Okay, I'll stay on my street. I'm going to tell you something. See, I now I'm getting old, and I didn't used to be like this. But I'm getting older now. And, you know, on Sunday mornings, you know, the radio, if it's not some spiritual music, this is, we all trying to grow, right?
Amen.
I'm looking at you, go talk about music. I listen to what I want. I know you listen to whatever you want to listen to. But you, when you're trying to connect to God's spirit, some stuff you don't, some stuff I don't need to listen to.
Amen.
Let me help myself if I can.
Amen.
And so when we talk about spiritual sacrifice, and you know, a sacrifice is something that you either give or you giving up. And so a sacrifice is something of value that we give. If it wasn't a value, it wouldn't be a sacrifice. And God, he rescued the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. He gave them everything. It was a cloud of a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of fire by night. He fed them food. He put shoes on their feet. Could God request them to worship him one day? And he requested that. And they just messed it up over and over again. And so under the new law, he says, you know what? I'm going to take away my people don't have to meet in Jerusalem. They don't have to meet in the tabernacle. I'm going to put my spirit. I'm going to dwell in them.
Amen.
But he still wants some spiritual sacrifices. And I love this. And I'm trying to grow. I said, Lord Jesus, I need to get better control of my spirit. So what are spiritual sacrifices? I didn't have time at first service to finish them all. I told them I'm going to do a continuation tonight. So I'm going to stop where I stopped the first service. I'm going to stop the same place for this service. I can tell you what spiritual sacrifices are not. That's why we need to know our history. We know how God dealt with those under the old law. I can tell you definitely what spiritual sacrifices are not. Go to Exodus chapter 28, verse 1. Exodus 28, 1. It says, then bring near to yourself Aaron. Aaron would be your brother and his sons and him and among his sons of Israel to minister as priests to me. He was Moses' brother. He was of the tribe of Levi. The Levitical priesthood was the only ones who could serve because God commanded that whole family, that nation of families to serve him. It says Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Elijah, Itamar, Aaron's sons. He says you shall make holy garments for Aaron and his brother for, notice this, notice what it says, for glory and for beauty. I've tried to cast a picture of what the high priest would probably look like in that day. Junior was put up the picture of Aaron. And you read this on your own. This is your homework. This is your homework to read this on your own. The details that God gave specifically that those who were making the garments, they were to abide by his details. And I noticed the ephod. The ephod is in the middle, right in the middle. It has all the colors of stone. That was purposeful. Each of those stones represented one of the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. The colors are the intertwined, the garment. All of this was purposeful. And God says, I want you to do it for glory. He said, I want this to be distinctive. I want the people to know who my man of God is. Amen. And so he made it distinctive for the priests who's carrying out all these things. He said, not only for glory, he says, I want it to be good to look at. I want it to be beautiful. And I want people when they see it, that is beautiful. God don't make junk anyway. He just his standard. If you read all of the details of the temple, of the instruction, of the gold and the material that's used, God loves beautiful things. Amen. And he gave, this is under the old covenant, and he gave this law. He says, this is what I want my priest to look like. But we get to the new covenant. Listen, I don't have all the details, all of the passages. Listen to Matthew chapter 23, verse 5. Matthew 23, verse 5. These would be some of the religious leaders of Jesus' day, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. He says, but they do all their deeds. You see the transition. You see the emphasis is definitely not on the outward. Especially with God, especially with Jesus' son. He says, but they do all their deeds to be noticed by men. For they broadened their phylactery. Phylacteries was the package that held the biblical scrolls. It held the scrolls. He said, they making them extra big. He says this, and lengthen the tassels of their garments. God said, that don't impress me. He says, they love the place of honor at banquets and the chief seats in the synagogues. They want to be noticed by men. God, we're under the new covenant. We're under grace and truth. Well, now, at this particular time, the church hadn't been established, but it's been predictive. Jesus preached the kingdom of God is at hand. It's near. He says, in the kingdom time. Then he goes on to say in Matthew chapter 23, verse 11, drop down to verse 11, but the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be. He said, I don't need a high priest. I don't need somebody dressed up like that. Because everybody now are going to be priests. Amen. Everybody now will be priests. All of us together. There's no respect of person under the new covenant. He says, and if you want to be great in the kingdom of God, in the church, in the large church, as the temple of God, you want to be great, learn how to serve. Amen, somebody. Yeah, I think I like that. I really do like that. Yeah, and sometimes we as preachers, as leaders, we get beside ourselves. We don't need to have nothing flashy on to distinguish ourselves from anybody.
Right.
Amen, somebody. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, let's be humble. Let's be humble. Now that we don't have to come in here in rags, but we all need to be humble. Amen. When Paul writes to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Timothy, a young preacher, he writes to Timothy. He says, likewise, I want the women to adorn themselves with proper clothing. modestly, discreetly. See, modest means I want the women to not wear anything that draws too much attention to them. Can I say that in the Church of Christ? Yeah, he said, listen, and not well, girl, you just trying to tell folks. I'm not trying to tell nobody what to wear. I'm just reading the Bible. Can I read the Bible in here this morning? Thank you, please. I guess I brought that on myself. But he says, modestly and discreetly. He goes on to say, not the braiding of hair and gold and pearls. See, and don't misunderstand. Not saying don't braid your hair, especially during these times, New Testament times. Some of the ladies were braiding their hair. They put gold pin. They had stuff, all kind of costly items on it. And when they walk, everybody looking at them. And so that's, you know, that's New Testament. That's because the Bible says we are God's temple. Amen, somebody. So we need to teach this to our young girls. That's, you know, we trying to raise in the church. I'm telling you the truth. Look, some of this stuff, these young, I tell you what, some of you probably already done this. Take a trip to a high school around time of school to be out when they either catching the buses or sit in the parking lot. And I'm like, what is going on? Man, it's a wonder. I mean, what's going on? You know, maybe I shouldn't say this. Well, I got to say it now because I say I shouldn't say it. I wish all the schools had school uniforms. Some of you, no, they don't need. Yes, yeah, you need them. I wish all of them had school uniforms. I wish they'd had them when my children were coming up. Cause I go pick our girl, and we picked out all during high school. Me and KB, we picked. They tried riding the bus one time, and something happened. And said, okay, we picking them up. And so I'm like, do they got a mama? Amen. Do they have a daddy? And then we say that, but you know, we don't watch hours of, when they leave the house, they'll put something in their bag and slip. I'm not one to think, your children, they was the best children. Nah, my children would slip and try to do some stuff too. But they bet not let me, no, they old now, so I was having a flashback. we talking, look, notice this. We're talking about spiritual sacrifices. Sacrifices that honor God. That honor God. See, and so, yes, yes. Now, he told the high priest what to wear. And they were to wear it, and they honored him in what they wore. When we get to the new law, you see the emphasis is not on so much. See, you know, God don't make a big deal now. We don't need to come in here and everything, but everything we do because our body is the temple. Amen. Now, notice this. This church is not the temple of God, Amen. But this church is dedicated to the worship of God. And we don't need it. We need to respect this place of worship that we've dedicated to God. And that's certain things I believe that we shouldn't do in this building. Amen. Amen. Listen to this. We're talking about spiritual sacrifices under the old covenant, under the old law. First Chronicles chapter 15, verse 16. First Chronicles 15, 16. Then David spoke to the chief of the Levites. Remember, the Levites were the priests. To appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music and harps and lyres and loud sounding cymbals to raise sounds of joy. The singers and the players were appointed. The Levites served in the temples. They cleaned the instruments. They made sure everything was done. They were also assigned to be the singers. They played instruments. They were assigned by God to do this, to bring praise to God. Listen to 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13. 2 Chronicles 5, 13. In unison, when the trumpeters and the singers were to make themselves heard with one voice to praise and to glorify the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice accompanied by trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, when they praised the Lord, saying, He indeed is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting, then the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud. Some folk in the church of Christ, there's no instruments in the Bible. They haven't been reading their Bible. Some of us, because we don't have instruments, and we don't have instruments in our worship service, and you know, we just heard it. We haven't been reading anything. It's not you. I'm talking about other folk. But we haven't read anything. We just go tell, the Bible don't, you can't have instruments, and there are no instruments in the Bible. There are instruments in the Bible. They were ordained by God. They were ordained for the Levites to carry out God's praise, his singing, even the playing of instruments. Amen. Just as Aaron was ordained in order to wear these garments, just as the children of Israel were ordered to offer up all of these animal sacrifices, they were ordered by God. It was a commandment. But we do not know that's the old covenant. Well, Brother Gary, what are we to do today? What are we supposed to do today? Let's go back to the New Testament. Go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. Now, remember, God, we must worship God in spirit and in truth. We must worship God in the right mindset, but the right way, the way God has commanded us to worship him. Listen to Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. He said, those of us, you Christian, he said, listen, we want you to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, he tells us what it is. That is the fruit of lips. Amen. That give thanks to his name. So listen, church. One reason why, if you're visiting, one reason right now, if you're in another denomination and you're wondering why we don't have a choir up here, we don't have the choir stand up here because the choir is out here. Amen. Everybody, we all priests. We all got, if God has been good to us, amen, we need to open our, we need to move our lips and sing praises to his name. Amen, somebody. Amen. Now, let me get a little bit more personal. Let me get a little bit more personal. Is, because see, sometimes that's when you come to worship, sometimes you just ain't feeling good. I know it. I mean, there have been some times you don't feel like it. Sometimes you come in and you don't even feel like singing. Lord have mercy. Help us, Lord Jesus. You just don't feel it. And sometimes we'll say, you know what, I ain't feeling it today. Brother Gary, I ain't feeling it today. I know it. I've been there before. Yeah. See, that's why it's called a sacrifice. You know, I tell you what, raise your hands right now. I want you to help me. Raise your hands. Those of you that's not retired, praise the Lord, you retired, that you work still with. Was there a day last week that you didn't feel like going to work? Raise your hand if you had one day, just one day. I know that's right. Now, hit me with this one. But did you go? Be careful with your feelings. I say it because, you see, God got us up this morning. Amen. Oh, no, Brother Gary, I got myself up. I'll let you think about that one for a little while. See, I mean, you know, there's so many. Let me tell you something. If you're ever feeling down, just take a trip to the medical center. You ever need a lift up, go to the medical center. Go to MD Anderson, St. Louis, and just get on the elevator and just get off the elevator and walk on one of those floors. And you stop complaining. I know all of us got something, and I say that because, see, God wants the children of Israel were the same way. God commanded them to offer the offerings. After a while, you know what? The temple, the permanent temple in Jerusalem that Solomon built, it was destroyed by the Babylonians. King Nebuchadnezzar, God sent them there because his children were so hard-headed. Instead of serving God, they replaced God with all of these images and idols. And God was angry. They would not serve God the way God, and God was the one delivered them out of Egyptian bondage. Amen. And it wouldn't be, it wouldn't like God was asking them. They didn't have to work like they worked when they were in slavery. But God says on the Sabbath day, remember to keep it holy. Serve no other God before me. They were hard-headed and wouldn't do it. They wouldn't sacrifice. They did not count God worthy enough. That's what he asked for. Under the new law, we don't have to do the bulls and goats. Thank the Lord. Under the new law, we don't have to do the sheave offerings and the wave offerings. We don't have to remember the Sabbath like they did. They couldn't do any work all day long. But on the first day of the week, we come together to remember his son who died on the cross for all of our sins. I got a question for everybody in here. Is he worthy of our praise? And sometimes we say, I don't feel like it. And he asks us for a sacrifice of praise. What is he asking for, Brother Gary? He's asking for the fruit of our lips. To sing to him who's worthy to be praised. Listen, and I know I haven't gotten on. I think tonight I may cover it a little bit more. You see, just like God now no longer desires, he does not desire those offerings. He does not desire Aaron to dress up. God doesn't desire. God has no. We in the New Testament, we see these are the verses that we see in the New Testament when it comes to singing. It says, what is the outcome in 1 Corinthians 14:15? Then I will pray with the spirit. I will pray with the mind or the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit. I will sing with the mind also. Hebrews 2:12, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Nobody can sing for you. I will sing your praise. That's why we don't have the choir, because God expects all of us to sing praises to his name. Sometimes we'll say that I don't feel like singing, but you let our song come on. Amen. Somebody. Hey. And listen, it is a sacrifice. Yeah, but church, let's not judge each other. We serve a good God. God is gracious. He knows our circumstances. He knows some of us come up here in medicine. Some of us are sick. Some of us are not. Some of us barely make it here. He knows that. So don't be looking around to see who's singing and who not singing. Because when you're doing that, you not singing. And you say, well, I do be singing. I just be looking. Well, you're not singing to God. Amen, somebody. And so we sing praises to God. Sometimes, you know, we God is good. I know, I was telling the church, sometimes when I come to the second service, I have to literally talk to my spirit. Because sometimes I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. Sometimes I don't feel that good. But you know what? I say, you know what? We all the church, and I want to give the second service the same energy I gave the first service. Amen. Because it's to God. Amen, somebody. And it's a sacrifice. But that's what God wants. He wants us to give up something for him. Because he is worthy. And see, and some of us, even when we say that, you say, well, it's all about God. It's all about, yes, it is about God. Because God can bless us like nobody else can. Amen. So, and I don't know about you, but I want all of God's blessing. Let's see if you can help me sing. I don't know if you know the verse to this song. Know the verses. How to reach the masses, men of every... Sing it with me. For an answer, Jesus gave a key. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw men unto me. Yes, let's lift him up. Yes. Let's lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will. Yes. unto me. I can just hear the question. I can hear the question. Okay, what if you can't sing that well? Well, let me see if I can find that in the scripture. It don't matter. Matter of fact, God is not worried about how we sing. Amen, somebody. Don't you worry about somebody looking cross-eyed at you because you're hitting a bad note. You still sing praises to our great God because God deserves and is worthy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He's worthy of our prayer. I got some more spiritual sacrifice, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stop where I stopped at the church this morning. And I'm going to continue tonight. You don't have to come back tonight if you want to. You don't want to. If you don't come back tonight, you won't hear. And I say it because there are more spiritual sacrifices that God wants us to give up to Him. Amen. And we want to make sure we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Let me do this. Let me do it. I'm going to do something that I didn't do at the first service this morning. I want you to brothers to pull up the scripture I have on him in my notes, and I believe it's in the book of Mark, chapter 7, and verse 4. This because I know some of you are not able to make it back tonight, and this is for the intellectuals, because I've had different ones ask me questions. But yeah, you talk about the instruments. But listen, because there had to be a transitional period from the old covenant to the new covenant. And there had to be a period that some of the folk didn't understand all what God would have them to do. Listen to Jesus in Mark chapter 7, verse 4. And when they came from the marketplace, or when they come from the marketplace, I'm in the middle of a text. They do not eat unless they cleanse themselves. And there are many other things which they have received in order to observe. He's talking about Jesus. The Jews are talking about Jesus' disciples. And he says, when your disciples come from the market, they don't clean. They're not following the custom. They're not following, because there were all types of Old Testament customs that they were to follow. And then he says that they are supposed to observe, such as the washing of cups and pitchers and copper pots. The Pharisees and scribes ask him, why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat their bread with impure? Notice the transition from the old covenant, the Old Testament law, to the New Testament law. Because under the Old Testament law, it would have been a defilement of Old Testament covenant had they not done these things. And then verse number 6, and he said to them, rightly, Jesus said to them, rightly did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Just as those even would try to steal, some say we're still under the old covenant law. Some say we still need to be doing some of the same things. Jesus, he condemns them right now. He said, you want to do all of those things? You want us to be doing all of these same things? I don't have it on here. Matthew 15:9, he says, but in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And so if a person wants to hold on to all those Old Testament covenants, they can, but they better fulfill them all. And the Jews could not do that. Amen. Under the new law, we have grace and truth. We have the New Testament doctrine, and we are New Testament Christians who live by New Testament laws. We serve the same God, but God is still worthy to be praised. Amen. And let me say this before I sit down. It's not that we as Christians, as New Testament Christians, don't love music. You know, I would be willing to say all of us in here love music. And music has its place. Amen. It has its place. You know, we listen to music. Some of you have your favorite artists. I have my favorite artists. But there are certain things we don't do in our worship to God. Just as we by example, we have the fruit of the vine and unleavened bread that we take in the Lord's Supper. Surely we wouldn't put anything else on this Lord's Supper. Amen. And all the examples we have in the New Testament is for us to sing. We sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. As we are singing to God. Let me say this also. This songbook to our old timers right here. These songbooks, these old songbooks, these are hymns, these are spiritual songs. But this is not the only spiritual songs that we can sing. Amen? Amen. We need to hear that some of our time. We need to sing them old songs. Well, Amazing Grace used to be a new song when it was first written. Amen. And I say that to some of our young people back there, our young people that's all over here. You say, we need to sing some new, we need to sing some updated song. Well, write one. Amen. Just make sure it's a spiritual song. And you try to teach some of these brothers how to sing a new spiritual song. As long as it's written. See, God wants spiritual. We don't sing the blues in church.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
And so we want to make sure we're abiding by the Bible. But we don't want to bind anything on anybody that God haven't bound on.
Amen.
And so we sing songs. We love music. Well, it's been asked by several. So even when we have our weddings here in the building, you know, we say, well, you could at least have music when the wedding is going on. Well, we choose that leadership. Our leadership choose not to have. We could have music while we're having a wedding in here because it's not worship service to God. It's just a wedding. We could, but we trying to be consistent. You know, people in the world, they come in here and we have music and they say, oh, that Church of Christ. And there are some Churches of Christ who use instruments of music.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll say that. I'll say it out loud. Our young people need to hear that. But this Fifth Ward Church of Christ, we're going to stick to this Bible.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so we don't apologize for it at all. We don't apologize for it. We know what others have gone to. But we believe that they're doing it at their own. See, when Jesus says, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine, the command. We don't have that command from the apostles.
Right.
And so we keep it out of our worship service.
Amen.
But we have boys and girls and young ones who play instruments, who are very good in the band. Do it. If that's your gift, do it and give God the glory for it.
Amen.
But we're trying to be the church that we can read about in the Bible. And we're going to stick to it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We love the Lord. We love his word.
Amen.
And we are trying to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
Amen.
To our great God in heaven. You're here today. You're not a child of God. You need to be.
Amen.
Because if you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, you need to know what the word of God teaches.
Amen.
And you need to do things God's way. And you don't worship God in spirit and in truth unless you are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You come to the Lord by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
And we're not trying to tell you or anybody else that we have all the answers, that we know everything. We all are learning. We all trying to grow in the Lord. But there are some things that are non-negotiable. You got to repent of all of your sins.
Amen.
Luke 13:3-5. You must confess with your mouth what your heart believes. Matthew 10:32, Romans 10:9-10. You must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of all your sins. You do that, God adds you to his church. He adds you to his body. Well, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all our sins. And we stay faithful, his blood keeps on cleansing us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we want to be pleasing to God and acceptable God. He said he wants us to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to him. And if you want to be a member of his body, if you want to get something right in your life, if you want to ask the church to pray for you, we'll do that today as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin.